It's the day after at the FBI. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells MSNBC the raid at the Trump Mar-a-Lago Florida home was signed off by a judge.
You need a warrant to have a warrant. You need justification. And that says that no one is above the law, not even a president or a former president of the United States.
Fox News is told by a source that inside Mar-a-Lago yesterday, FBI agents looked in every single office, safe, grabbed documents and boxes without going through them on the property. We're told they took boxes and documents to go through later once they left Mar-a-Lago. A source said, quote, they were not being judicious about what they took.
Fox's David Spund at the Justice Department, where we haven't heard yet from Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Garland is in a pressure cooker every single day. Democrats say he's not done enough to investigate Donald Trump. Republicans say he's not done enough to investigate Hunter Biden.
Former President Trump calls the raid corrupt. An assault by Democrats trying to stop him from running again in 2024. Then he put out a campaign-like video online.
Americans kneel to God and God alone. And it is time to start talking about greatness for our country again.
A few minutes ago, President Biden signed into law what's called the CHIPS Act, which incentivizes tech companies to manufacture more semiconductors in the U.S.
Fundamental change is taking place today, politically, economically, and technologically.
The Biden administration is also ending the Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy for asylum seekers amid a surge of migrants crossing the border illegally. The day after star singer Olivia Newton-John died, a Motown legend has passed. Lamont Dozier was a songwriter and producer.
I need love, love.
You Can't Hurry Love was one of 14 number one hits he helped create. Dozier's work also earned him a spot in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He was 81. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
The Justice Department's investigation into former President Trump is hardly the only one. There have been probes in Congress and the state of New York over his taxes and business dealings. And Congress is also investigating Trump conduct before and after January 6, 2021, the day of the Capitol riot. There's also a grand jury in Georgia looking into his election fraud claims.
Rudy Giuliani, the former New York City mayor and attorney for former President Donald Trump, will not testify as scheduled before an Atlanta grand jury tasked with investigating claims that the former president interfered with the 2020 election in Georgia. The judge is excusing Giuliani, but had previously ordered him to testify. No reason was given for this delay, though Giuliani's own lawyers had requested it. State prosecutors had been seeking judges in other states to order former Trump advisors to testify. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Monkeypox cases keep growing across the U.S. Wyoming is the only state where there are no infections in a global outbreak that has mostly spread between men having sex with men. But fears are growing. Case in point, what happened on a commuter train in Georgia. A passenger overheard someone saying they have monkeypox.
The rider reported the conversation to MARTA police, which halted and evacuated the train. EMS was brought in to assist the person who claimed that they were sick. MARTA officials say the empty train was taken to the rail yards to be cleaned and disinfected, and riders were able to board another train and continue down the line. No word if the person actually tested positive for monkeypox. According to the CDC, there were 8,934 confirmed cases of monkeypox in the U.S. as of Monday. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
Big news out of the world of tennis. Star Serena Williams posted online an article in Vogue on her plans to retire after the U.S. Open. On Wall Street, some selling, the Dow's down 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.